Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Today, we are going to explore the life and death.
今天我们来一起来
try to understand about prayer again.
一起来明白这个关于祷告的这个这方面的。
The greatest blessing is not answered prayer.
其实最大的祝福呢，不是神给了我们回应我们的祷告。
Sometimes the greatest blessing,
其实最大的祝福呢
are unanswered prayer.
其实并不是因为神回应了我们的祷告。
The greatest blessing, why?Is unanswered prayer. The reason why is because if God answer, we will have a disaster.
有的时候，为什么就是最大的祝福反而是神没有回应我们的祷告？因为有的时候神回应我们的祷告了，就照着我们自己所求的回应我，就是给我们的话呢，反而会引起更大的问题。
Only an evil God.Will answer all prayer.
只有个邪恶的一个神的话呢，他会满足你所有的要求。
Only an evil father will give the child everything, whatever he asks.
只有个邪恶的父亲可以给这个孩子他想要什么就给他什么。
So we must understand.
所以我们要明白。
God will not give us a stone if he asks for a stone.
如果我们要石头，神不会给我们石头。
So the greatest blessing is.
所以最大的祝福是
God knows we are a child.
神知道我们
Most of the time we are wrong.
大部分时间我们都是错的。
That's why the greatest blessing is He won't answer our prayer because it is harmful to us.
这就是为什么最大的祝福并不是他回答我们的祷告。其实他如果回应我们的话，反而可能是一个问题。
So we look at today.
咱们一起来看
why God's Greatest blessing, unanswered prayer instead of answered prayer.
我们今天来看为什么最大的祝福反而是神没有答应我们的祷告，而且
prayer is a request.
祷告是一种请求。
Request means
请求的意思是
the party you inquire about can say yes or no.Or not now.
请求的意思就是被请求的这一方呢，他可以说可以，也可以说不可以，或者说暂时现在不可以。
Think about that, an infinitely wise God, who's the creator, listen to his creature, and the foolish, especially we are foolish, asking for something temporary.Harmful to us.
你想象一个有无限智慧的这样一个神来听我们地上的创被造物向他的这个祷告，这个祷告呢，很多时候都是比较愚蠢的祷告。
We don't even know about tomorrow.
我们不知道明天。
Let alone the next 10 years.
更不用说后面的十年。
We don't have control over a lot of things.
我们没法掌管所有的事情。
But we think we want to control the uncontrollable.
但是我们会觉得说我们可以控制那些不可控的东西。
The kingdom of God belongs to children. Jesus said belong to the little child because who is humble.
这是耶稣说天国是属于给那些小孩子的，那样谦卑的。
So unanswered prayer to let us know we must be humble before God.Leave everything to his hand because we don't know. He knows the future.
所以我们谦卑地到神面前来祷告，因为我们不知道他这个只能交给他这个明天。
Psalm 139 talking about God knows everything. All powerful God, all knowing God, and all pleasant God. He direct your life according to He knows the future and knows the best, all the probability.
诗篇一百三十一篇就讲到这个神是个全知全能的神，他可以知道就是后面的一切的这些这些可能性。
So the greatest blessing is God.
所以最大的祝福是
does not have to answer us. Actually, He will reject us. That is the greatest blessing.
神不必要，神不必要，不必要满足我们所有的祷告，甚至他可以拒绝我们所求的，这个可能反而是更大的祝福。
So if your prayer were unanswered,
所以你的祷告没有被
垂听，you must be thankful.
你应该感谢，感谢神。
Because God has a bigger plan, a better plan, a deeper meaning for you.
因为神有更大的计划，更深远的这个计划是给你的。
So today we're going to explore the blessings of unanswered prayer.
所以我们今天一起来探讨神的给我们这个更大的这个祝福，是虽然没有回答我们的请求。
Now prayer by is in essence is a request.
一个祷告呢，最终最主要的就是那个请求。
So I'll ask Alvin, can you give me a coffee?
所以我现在说 ，Alvin， 你可不可以给我一杯咖啡
？Alvin say yes or no or not now.
Alvin 说可以不可以，或者说现在不行。
And also he can say why don't you buy yourself?
他会甚至会说为什么你不自己买呢
？That's request.
这是我的请求。
We request
请求、
from different people.
从不就向不同的人请求。
And other people request from us too.
而且别人也会向我们请求。
So prayer basically is a request.
所以祷告最基本的一个元素就是请求。
So from the beginning, at the beginning of the world, God prayed and requested us to obey Him.
在最早的时候，起初的时候，神是要我们要顺服他的。
Not only Adam to pray to God, to ask God to help.God wants us, requests us to do something for Him too.
不是说只是要那个让那个亚当来向他请求这些那些，其实他也希望我们能够顺服他的旨意。
But the history of mankind prove we don't answer God's request.
但是历史上却证明了人类并不回应神的。
Not only that we mess up everything.
不只是说我们把一切都搞得乱七八糟。
So God tried to give us time to obey Him.
神给我们时间，让我们顺服他。
And first, He chose a ways of Jewish people, then see whether they can obey them. They cannot.
所以他选择了以色列人，让看看以色列人会不会顺服的。但以色列并没有。
So God's request for mankind was unanswered.
神的要求对人的要求。并没有得到神并没有得到人的回应。
Remember, we talk about we always ask God to come to intervene on our behalf.
你想想，就是我们不是经常也说让神来干预我们的生活，帮助我们。
God also pray and request us to come up to see what He has done and do His will on earth too.
神也叫我们来从他天上的眼。光来看下来，来我来那个服从他的心意。
So what God did is,
所以神所做的是
hey, the human being I create, they did not answer my request.
但是我所造的这个人并不回应我的要求。
Even Jesus praying the right beside God, he pray every day that we will repent, but we don't.
甚至耶稣也每天祷告，希望我们会悔改归向神，但我们并没有。
He's been patient. He's waiting.
神一直在耐心的等待着。
But God has a plan.
但神有个计划。
Okay. You don't answer my request.
好，你不回应我的要求。
So I will do something about them.
所以我不得不要采取一些行动。
And He sent Jesus.
他差遣耶稣。
To save us.
来拯救我们。
Jesus come down.
耶稣来了。
And he wants us to repent. Some people believe him. Then
让我们悔改。有些人相信。
God takes things into his own hand because nobody answered.
神就是 把事情交在这个耶稣的那里面，因为没有人回应他。
So, the reason Jesus come is to do God's will.
耶稣来的原因是完成神的旨意。
To answer God's prayer.
来完成神的他的要求。
So the blessing of unanswered prayer is one thing we learn it from God, is that the we must do something about the unanswered prayer.
所以关于神没有答应的这个祷告，其实是因为呢我们有些事情是我们需要做的来面对这个。
Sometimes the prayer is unanswered because we did not do anything about it.
神没有答应的祷告呢，是因为我们没有做我们当做的事情。
The Bible said in James chapter 3, it's talking about faith without action is useless.
在雅各书第三章里面讲到说，信心没有行为的话是死的。
So the first thing about unanswered prayer is that the
所以第一个关于说没有被神
we follow example of God to do something about it.
是。我们应该要效法神，做一些我们该做的事情。
So the blessing is that the you must answer your own prayer. You cannot rely just on God waiting, waiting and waiting. You have to do something about it.
所以这个祷告呢，其实就是我们应该要做一些事情，不是说我们就在那里等啊等啊，等着神来做什么。
When the prayer is an answer,
如果这个祷告
God send you a message, maybe.It's time for you to do something about that.
所以我们的祷告如果没有被答应了，可能这是一个信息呢，就是要我们要做一些。
In a sense, you answer your own prayer.
所以就好像是你自己回应你自己的祷告。
And you do your part.
你要做你的那一份。
And God will do His part.
神就会做他的那一部分。
So the important thing is sometimes
所以重要的是
we have a prayer.
有的时候就是我们有个祷告请求
we must put two legs under the prayer
我们就是放 两只脚放在这个祷告下面
then we walk our prayer
然后我们把这个祷告给走出来
prayer is like this we can't pray okay I want to pray for the church、
我要为教会祷告
the church is this and that then
教会这个、
we just continue to criticize continue to every day continue to talk without doing something
然后你就不断的这个讲啊讲啊，但没有做任何事情。
That's not the way a Christian is.
这不是基督徒的一个生活。
Jesus still living in this world today.
耶稣仍然活在这个世上。
Jesus still have human skins today.
他仍然有着这个人的，他有这个人的这个皮肤。
To walk on earth.
他也活在这个世界上。
Through you.
这通过我们每一个。
Through you.
通过我们每一个人。通过你
Not only legs, hands, everything. You must walk
有脚有手
your prayer.
你应该把你的祷告行出来。
From now on,
从现在开始
the prayer is like this.
这祷告就像是这样。
You must put two feet.
你要放两
只脚 You must put feet.
在这你的祷告下面
Two legs under the prayer.
在你的祷告下面
And do something about it.
而且做一些事情。
Don't just ask, don't just criticize, don't just judge.God say, what have you done
不只是批评
lately for me?
但是神却说你要做出来。
You must do something.
你应该做一些事情。
Faith without action is nothing.
信心没有行为是什么
God wants you to act like Jesus,
神要
to embody Jesus now, no longer you, but Christ live in you, to answer that prayer.
神是要让你能够让这个耶稣来在你的心里面行出你的神的旨意出来。
So the blessing is that God give us the power to contribute to the outcome of the event.
所以你看，这是凡是个更大的祝福，就是神要让你能够行出来，能够实现这个计划。
One of the missionaries in Thailand and have a Bible study.
有一个宣道士在那个在。泰国有个查经士
and when they with the Bible study, the air conditioner in Thailand is not like this; it's very noisy.
在泰国那个地方，他们查经的那个地方，其实它的空调是挺吵的，不像我们这边。
Then they said, "Let's pray about that. Ask God to take away noise." They have faith.
我们起来祷告，我们让神把这个噪音给拿走。
They pray, they pray, they pray.
他们就祷告，祷告。
Suddenly,
突然
，the leader, the missionary,
那个领导，他们的。
Why don't we just
宣教士的领导
go out there to turn off the air conditioner?
他忽然说：“哎，我们为什么不去把这个空调给关掉呢
？”And open the door, let the fresh air come in.
然后他就。开了门。
Sometimes you just pray is no use. You must put the leg, two legs under your prayer.
空气就进来了。然后，其实就是你为什么不把这个脚就放在你的祷告下面呢
？God wants you to contribute to the outcome of your prayer.
神要让你也贡献一部分，就是关于这个你所祷告请求的事情能够实现出来。
If you don't work, you don't eat.
如果你不工作的话呢，你就不要吃饭。
So sometimes we keep talking, but you must walk your talk like Jesus.
所以有的时候我们只是嘴上说，但我们却没有行动出来。
So the blessing and answered prayer is you realize, hey, maybe I'm the one who answered the prayer.
所以没有被祷告的祝福呢，就是说是嘿，也许可能我就是能够完成这个。
Or maybe I can do something about it.
或者说我们可以做一些什么。
God wants you to be the partner to do things on earth.
神要让你成为一份子，能够完成。
We always pray that, hey, this is God's activity. This is my activity.
我们常常会祷告说，这是神的事情，这是我的事情。
God says no.
神说不。
My activity is your activity. Your activity is my activity.
你的事情，你的事情也是我的事情。
God tried to put them together.
神想要把这些都放到一起。
So when you say, hey,
所以当你说。
I think, you know, oh, this just horrible in Ukraine now is the war. How can I help? And you just say, yeah, by prayer.
乌克兰战争啊，我能做什么？你说我祷告。
But suddenly someone from Ukraine, your friend, call you, hey, I come to Canada.
打电话给你。
Can you help me?
我来加拿大了，你可以帮助我吗？
Then, maybe you can answer God's prayer to help them.
也许你就是等于回应了神的，你向神的这个祷告，你就直接就帮助他。
So we understand that is how God to accomplish things on earth. You are the agent. God wants you to do something about that.
这就是神怎么样完成他的心意在这个地上。
Why the prayer is not answered? Because you did not do anything. God wants you to do it.
所以你就是代表。神做这个事情，你来回应。
Maybe 10%, 20%, we don't know.
也许你做10%、20%。
But God will direct your path.
不知道我们能做多少，但是神会引导你的脚步。
God's principle is do what you can.
原则是你就尽量做你能做的。
With what you have.
就是按你所有的。
Where you are.
就是你在哪个岗位。
God knows you cannot do a lot of things, but also He knows you must do something.
神不知道你不可能做很多，但是知道你。
But mostly is God.
一些的。
God will do the most part. We do only small part.
但是大部分的来讲的话，神他会做大部分的工作。
Actually, God's principle is always the human is the agent. Even slowly, God still wants us to do something.
我们可以做我们的部分，虽然我们做的很慢，但是神仍然愿意差派我们作为他的使者。
Even God can do it just like us.The twinkling of his eye instantly, but he still wants us to cooperate with him. Do it slowly.
虽然我们做得很慢，但是神他来做可以很快，他一眨眼的功夫就可以完成一切，但他仍然要愿意让我们来跟他。
So an answer prayer let us know, hey, actually I can contribute, I can do something.
我们会说，嘿，或许我可以做些什么。
Actually, you must do something. God really wants to do miracle. God doesn't like miracle.
所以你可以做什么，但是这就是为什么神很多时候并没有行神迹。
Sometimes even in the Old Testament, sometimes in 400-500 years, God did not do even one miracle.
你知道那个四五百年，在那个以色列里面，他行没神没有行神迹。
Don't rely on miracle.
所以不要依靠神迹。
And in David's life, there's no miracle.
在大卫的这个生命里面，很多时候他是没有神迹的。
He has to wait 10 years in the desert.
等十年在这个旷野里面，没有神迹。
But as a result, actually,
但是结果是
，he's close to God.
他在那段时间却是最接近神的时候。
So an answered prayer is a blessing.
所以，就是当然神答应我们祷告，这是一个祝福。
So the first thing is we must follow Jesus, follow God. We must do something about that. Jesus come to the world, do something about that, put the Holy Spirit in us. Finally, we say, hey, I believe because the Holy Spirit move our heart, then we can love God now. We can be God's children now. Our part is to believe.
我们的这一部分呢,
so the first thing you know, God empower you to do something
神给了你,
about your prayer. You must put the feet, put feet to your prayer.
神其实是给了你能力, 使得你能够去执行你自己所向神所求的这个祷告。
So that's a blessing. Because
这是个祝福,
if you do something about the prayer, that will be a reward in heaven. Nothing is wasted.
所以如果你能够行出这个祷告的话呢，这是不是浪费的。
Secondly,
第二,
why unanswered prayer is a good blessing?
为什么没有被神回应的这个祷告呢，是一个祝福呢？
We look at the example of Jesus, Mark 14:36.
我们看这个 马可福音, 14章, 46节,
36.
哦, 36节.
And everybody knows this passage.
大家都知道这一段故事。
Before Jesus went to the cross, and he prayed in Gethsemane, Garden of Gethsemane.
在克西马利园祷告。
And he prayed
他祷告,
three times.
三次,
Lord,
主啊,
everything is possible with you.
在你凡事都能,
if possible, remove this cup.
如果可能的话, 把这杯撤去,
but not my will,
但不是我的心,
but your will be done.
按你的心意。
So, Jesus, even Jesus, the Son of God, he prayed three times.
甚至主耶稣神儿子, 他祷告了三次,
God did not answer him.
神都没有回应他,
his prayer was
他的祷告,
unanswered.
没有被回应。
Think about that.
想想,
the Son of God got rejected.
神儿子都没有被神垂听。
Our prayer
我们的祷告,
certainly will be.
当然, 也会同样的情况。
Three times.
三次,
so Jesus knows. So unanswered prayer to tell the second thing about unanswered prayer, unanswered to you to tell you this is not God's will. You must find God's will.
So it is a male based on dying at Dalgala, Tada Easter, just me, Yao Zizi, one time.
Some are very obvious, some are not very obvious because we have flesh. We have old self.
We
are asking something
我们请求什么?
That is greedy.
其实是出于我们的
that is worldly.
是世俗的一种,
that is harmful. That
贪念,
is sinful.
是充满罪的,
but we thought
很有伤害性的,
they are good for us.
但我们以为这对我们好,
but God did not answer.
但神没有回应,
did not remove the cup.
没有答应, 没有拿去这个杯,
then he, the Holy Spirit tells you,
所以圣灵告诉你,
I give you the wisdom, hey, this is not God's will.
圣灵就给你智慧说, 这不是神的意思,
then you think, hey, what's God's will?
所以你说, 哎, 那是神的意思是什么?
And Jesus
耶稣,
obeyed,
他顺服,
okay, not my will, your will be done. Then he know his will is to do the cause.
所以他说照着你的心意不是照我的心意，他就明白了神的心意就是要上十字架。
Jesus don't say I don't do cause.
所以他耶稣不会说我不去十字架。
It's too much suffering.
这个太痛苦了。
I don't want to go through this hardship.
我不想,
this pain.
我不想经历这个痛苦。
But God said no.
不,
this is my will, you must go through.
这是我的心意, 你必须要经过这个。
So the unanswered prayer directs us to the
所以,
true will of God.
所以没有被答应的祷告, 其实把我们带向了真理。
For your life.
是我们生命的真理。
Then as a result of that,
所以结果就是
you start to learn what God's will is.
你学到了神的心意是什么。
Do's and don'ts, what is not God's will, what is God's will?
是什么是神的心意，什么不是神的心意。
What is love, what is not love?
什么是爱，什么不是爱。
So as a result,
所以结果就是
you know God,
你明白了神。
And you know God's will.
你明白了神。
You're getting more and more to know God's will.
更加明白神。
You're getting better and better.
就更加更越来越好。
Then,
接着
your prayer.
你的祷告
start to align with God's will.
就开始跟神的心意对齐了。
That's why in Romans chapter 12,
就是为什么在罗马书第十二章
it says,Do not conform to the pattern of this world,
不要效仿这个世界,
but be transformed,
然而,
to renew your mind.
要更新你的心意。
When you renew your mind, you know what is the good will of God for you in your life.
心意的时候，你就知道神对你的美好的旨意是什么。
So an answered prayer is good. It's blessing because it directs to the right will.
所以没有被答应的祷告其实反而是好的，它把你带到了。
Not my will, but your will be done.
带到了神的旨意，不是我。
In Jesus' case, he must go to the cross. He must die to fulfill the redemption of the mankind.
所以按耶稣的情形，就是他必须得要上这个十字架，照着神的心意，可以完成这个人类的救赎。我们
are like Jesus，
也像耶稣一样。
Other religion, God is up there.
别的宗教里面，神是高高在上的。
But in Christ religion,
在基督
教里面 Christianity means to be Christ-like.
基督教里面就是像。
God is not sitting up there only. He is down here too.
He
has skin. That's the only God who care about us. He came.
唯一一个神，作为一个王，他却非常在关照我们。
He died for us.
他为我们而死。
God's will be done.
神完成他的心意。
So this the unanswered prayer.
所以神
behind the unanswered prayer, that is an eternal reason.
所以神要答应我们祷告了，它是有个永恒的一个原因。
The saving of mankind.
就是要拯救人类。
That's eternal.
这是永恒的角度里面看的。
You say.
你说。
Hey, I'm only a ordinary guy.
我只是个普通人。
But Jesus said, "No, you are the Son of God."
不，你是神儿子。
Yeah, I'm only an ordinary person.
你说我只是普通人。
But God said, "No, you are like Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit inside."
耶稣一样，你有圣灵在你里面。
You say, "I'm an ordinary guy. I cannot do anything for God."
我是普通人，我什么也做不了。
God said, "No."
为神做。
The Great Commission, you must go and spread the gospel.
最大的神的使命就是你去传福音。
Bring people home.
把人带到神的家里。
Bring the lost soul home.
把人带到神主面前。
There's a lot of lost sheep outside.
有很多的这个迷失的羊在外面。
You must save it.
你应该拯救他们。
Like me.
就像我一样。
So Jesus still walking on earth.
耶稣仍然走在这个。
Have human skin.
有人的身体。
Through you.
是我们每借着我们每个人的身体。
You must.
所以你。
Fulfill the eternal purpose.
应该要完成这个永恒的。
So as Christian, we walk on this earth because we are doing God's will. Your life is not your life. Your life is God has a plan to do His work.
行在地上，我们的生命不是我们的生命，而是神要在我们地上完成他的心意。
God give you job, money, family, the purpose.
家庭目的
是 for you to learn.
就是为了
To love,
让你学到爱
to have the character of God,
有神的
God's son and our daughter,
作为神的儿女
prepare to go home,
来预备好我们自己将来要回天家
not come here to entertain yourself until you die.
而不是来这里来，在这个地上来娱乐我们自己，直到
you have eternal purpose.
老去的那一天
your eternal being, whether you like it or not.
计划，我们是永恒的一个存在。
We must be like Jesus, fulfill the eternal purpose of God to bring the people around you, even one soul, to heaven.
所以神就是要让我们效法这个耶稣，把人带到神的面前，哪怕是你拯救一个灵魂。
So the unanswered prayer is good because you direct you to the eternal will of God.
所以没有答应我们的祷告，其实反而是个祝福。神就是把我们带到他的永恒的心意里面。
And even Jesus' earthly request was denied, but his eternal, God's eternal will, he fulfilled.
就像这耶稣他在这个地上的这个祷告呢，虽然没有被答应，但是他永恒里面
Now he knows he must do the course,
确实已经完成了。
Because God refills him three times, you cannot, I won't remove your cup.
他知道他要去面对这个十字架，因为神已经拒绝了他三次的祷告。
Then against his own will,
所以神就是跟他的所祷告的是相反的。
He go through the suffering.
意思他经过了这个受难。
But God will glorify him.
但神却荣耀他，在天上荣耀他。
You and me is the same thing.
所以
sometimes we suffer for God.
我们每个人都一样。
That's a part of a Christian is to suffer for the gospel.
作为一个基督徒，我们为福音受苦。
The suffering not necessarily physically is about you submit surrender to God's plan.
这个受苦不只说是肉体上的，而是我们要顺服在。
In my case, do not pursue the world anymore.
我们不是寻求这个世界的这个世俗的东西。
And the Bible said, do not love the world and anything in it.
不要爱世界和世界上的情欲。
And that's First John.
这是在约翰一书里面。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
First John.Chapter 2, let's take a look.
约翰一书第二章，我们一起来看一下。
Because that is a good passage for us to focus on.
非常好的一段内容，我们一起来看一
下。I'll tell you which one.
我可以告诉你哪个地方。
Which,First John.Chapter 1, chapter 2, 15. Okay, so I read the English, Alvin, well, with the, Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, the pride of life, not come from the Father, but from the world.The result is that the world and his desire will pass away.
这结果呢，就是世界上跟世界上的情欲都会过去。
But whoever does the will of God will live forever.
遵行神旨意的，却要永远长存。
So, the Bible wants us to focus on the eternal will.
圣经要我们要定睛在这个永恒的计划里面。
What is not eternal is not eternally useless and wasting your time.
不是永恒的东西呢，在永恒里面，它就是个浪费，是没有任何。
We are not wasting the time here.
好处的，所以我们在这里不是浪费时间。
Maybe come Sunday we could have to go to see football or other things, soccer game.
星期天我们去看这个足球比赛。
Maybe someone.The world will think we are wasting time, but God said, "No, you are not wasting time."
世界的人会说你在浪费时间。不，我们没有浪
费时间。Because you get to know God, you come to know God.
你来认识神。
You obey God, that's a reward.
你顺服神，这是有赏赐的。
That's eternal.
这是永恒的。
So we look at Jesus three times.
我们看耶稣三次。
Rejected, but now he find out what is the will of God.
现在我们看到。什么是神真正的心意
？No is a yes.
所以他的 不，其实是是的。
That's true faith. True faith means
这是真的信心。
No is yes.
真实的信心并不是不。
We are always in the wrong.
我们常常在一个错误的一个立场里面。
God is doing us a favor.
神其实给我们很好的一个恩惠。
So that is a blessing there.
这其实是一个美好的祝福。
Thirdly, we look at Paul.
所以第三个，我们来看一下保罗。
We go to the Second Corinthians.
我们看哥林多后书
12:10.
第十二章第十节。
Okay, let's turn to that. Sorry. Second Corinthians.
第啊哥林多后书的。
Verse 12.
第十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 10. Verse 10.
第十节。
Okay, let's read them. The, actually, we start at the, turn it to verse, the, verse 7. Verse 7.
我们先看第七节。
Okay, Alvin, you read that.
好。又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我。免得我过于自高，为这事我求三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
So here, Paul asked God three times.
所以在这里，保罗请求神三次。
Because he has a pain,
因为他有个痛苦在身上
，in his body，
在他身体里面
，is a physical or mental，
是可能是肉体上的，也可能是精神上的。
So, but all the theologians did not know because Paul did not specify，
也不太知道，因为保罗没有明确讲。
It's a very painful，
是非常大的一个痛苦。
In his body, constant pain.
在他的身体里面，这是而且持续的。
Of course, you think, hey, that's God's will, you know, to remove it.
所以你想着，这当然神很乐意啊，把这个他的痛苦拿走啊。
To heal me.
来医治我。
But the Bible say
no.
不。God say no. My grace is sufficient for you.
不，我的恩典是够你用的。
Hey, removing pain is good, you know. That is clearly that's reasonable. But God said no.
除去病痛不是很好吗？这明显就是神的很愿意做的事情。但神这里却说不。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用。
My power is made perfect.
我的能力
in your weakness
是在人的软弱上显得完
全。My love is made perfect in your weakness.
我的爱是在你的软弱上显得完
全。So live with the suffering, live with the hardship, live with it.
所以这与这种痛苦。
Be content with that.
你却要在其中感到满足。
Even rejoice in it.
你甚至感到喜乐。
Why? Because when I'm weak, I'm strong.
当我软弱的时候，我却反而刚强了。
When you are down to nothing, you're down to God.
当你觉得什么都不是的时候
，When you go through the pain, you get close to God.
你却更加靠近了神。
It's a three times he asks God say no, then he accept.
神说不。他非常的痛苦。
But finally, he found out actually,
他明白
God does not want him to be too proud.
神不想让他太骄傲。
Because the content is that he,
因为这个里面的内容是
Paul was caught up to the third heaven.
这个他的背景情况是这样，使徒保罗他被提到了
in the paradise,
三重天在乐园里面
heard in.Inexpressible thing about God.
听到关于神的不可说出来的一个秘密。
God raised him up to the heaven. He knew a lot of things in heaven, but he cannot say it.
天堂，他知道有一些奥秘，他是不能说的。
Because God tell him not to say it.
因为神叫他不要说。
But he becoming proud.
但他却开始会骄傲起来。
When we have knowledge, we become proud.
当有的时候，我们知道我们有知识的时候，我们会很骄傲。
That's why law is puts up, but love build up.
这个知识呢会让你自高自大，唯有爱心可以造
就。Love builds up. That's why God is love. God does not want us to be proud.
他是爱，他不想让我们变得骄傲。
So God reject.
所以神拒绝。
Three times.
三次。
A reasonable request.
他明显是一个应该是很有理由的一个祷告，很合理的一个祈求。
An answer three times.
但是却没有被回应三次。
Finally, he realized God warned.To shape him into a humble man, not a proud man.
Oh, speaker, it's on. Sorry.
Still on?
Yeah, it's on. I thought it was muted.
Yeah,
it's okay.
So, God has a deeper purpose.
所以神有一个更深远的一个目的。
God wants to shape your character.
神要塑造我们的品格，
make you humble,
让你更加谦卑，
like a little child,
像一个小孩一样。
Because the kingdom belongs to the humble people.
因为神的国是属于像小孩这样谦卑的。
When I first go to my master degree in theology, I feel very proud.
当我第一次拿到这个神学的这个博士学位，这个硕士学位的时候，我很骄傲。
I challenged the professor.
我甚至挑战我的教授。我觉得我知道这些。
But the more I learn, the more I don't know. 我学的越多，我发现越多。Now I know I don't know.
现在我知道我是不知道。
Because God humbled us. When you get close to God, you are humble.
谦卑。当你靠近神的时候，你会更加谦卑。
You know you don't know nothing.
你知道你什么都不知道。
And you don't have control.
而且你什么都管不了。
You are only.
你只是。
The clay. God is the potter.
你只是那个泥土，神是那个泥匠。
God is shaping you.
神正在塑造你。
And God is the movie director, you're only the actor.
神是那个导演，你只是个演员。
You keep assuming you know what's the whole movie.
你只是觉得说我们知道这个整部电影。
But God say you don't know.
但神说你不知道。
You don't guess.
你猜也没有。
You just play your part.
因为你只要做你的。
The whole story is in my script.
整个故事是在我的剧本里面。
The important thing is not you know the story, because you're not the director. You need to play your role, your part.
重要的是不是你要一定要知道所有的故事？
Don't assume, don't guess.
就是要祷告你的部分。
The future is in my hand.
你也不用求，你也不用乱猜想。
So all you need to do just accept the unanswered prayer.
你只需要。
And God has a deeper meaning. In Paul's case is.Make him to be a humble man instead of proud of his knowledge.
神有更深远的意义，像在保罗的这个 case 这个情况上呢，就是让他变得更加的谦卑。
Paul has every reason to be proud because his family background is good. His family had money and also had education.
保罗有很多的理由他可以骄傲，因为他确确实实有很好的家庭和教育的背景。
He has powerful personality. He can be very successful in anything he does.
他可以就是在很多的事情上都可以很成功。
Easily will become proud.
他很容易人就会变得很骄傲。
Same thing, you know. God wants
神
to keep the pain in his body.
神要把这个痛苦放在他的身体里面。
Then make him humble.
让他谦卑。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典是够你用的。
So, God has a deeper meaning to shape his character.
更深远的一个意义是要。
Also, God wants to shape your character too.
神也要塑造我们的品格。
Prepare you for the heaven.
准备好我们。
On earth, we are only like a school. We are learning how to be the children of God.
在这个地上就像这个在学校里面一样，就是训练我们成为一个神的儿女。
So the third blessing of the unanswered prayer is that God has a deeper meaning to shape your earthly character.
所以神就是要在塑造我们的品格。
To conform to the image of His Son.
来跟神的这个效法，这个耶稣的。
As far as you can go.
所以而且尽量的这个。
Because in heaven we change the we have a new body, we have a new power.
这个天上我们有新的身体，我们有新的能力。
So the purpose,
所以目的
is the rejecting your prayer is an answer prayer is that God wants shape your character on earth as much as you can, because that will be reward. And like the children of God, we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, the fruit of the Spirit. To glorify God. To help people. To love unconditionally. Like Jesus on earth. So no longer I, but Christ live in you.
所以不再是,
so that's an earthly purpose to shape your character.
基督在我们里面。 所以这是神的旨意, 祂就是要塑造你的品格。
To be the light of the world.
是成为这个世上的光。
To do something for this world. Transform it.
完成这个,
like Jesus.
就是能够, 能够转变。 像耶稣一样.
So the third blessing of unanswered prayer is God wants to shape your character. And then you won't be proud. You won't be arrogant. And so on and so on. And also, not only shape your character, if we look at the Psalm 42 or 43,
诗篇,
42 and 43,
43, 44,
is the descendant of Korah.
这是讲到一个可拉的后裔,
and he prayed was not answered, because in 42 and 43, he asked God 22 times.
他请求神, 26次,
and ask why 9 times why
请求9次,
why you did not answer my prayer.
为什么你没有回应我的祷告?
But God still did not answer. But as a result of the unanswered prayer, he
一个没有被神答应的祷告,
he
他
wrote down
写在这个诗篇里面,
he talked to himself, my soul, why are you downcast?
他对他自己说, 我的心啊, 你为什么如此忧闷呢?
Put your hope in God.
你要仰望神。
I still have yet to praise him.
我仍然要赞美他。
As a result of an answered prayer, he developed the hope and faith. He knows that's God's will. God's will is to for him to go to the temple to worship God. But because of a lot of reasons, he could not go. He kept praying and praying and praying. Now this is the kind of prayer is not yes or no, it's not yet.
虽然不是说是个不, 但其实是个 yes, 是个是。
No, it's not yes or it's not no, it's not now.
他这个神对他的回应呢, 不是说不, 也不是说是, 而是说不是现在。
So 42 or 43, we had a sermon probably around a month, 2 months ago. So that's why we don't need to go back. But the 42-43 is that he first for God, and he won't go to the temple, but God did not answer him, but he still have hope.
所以诗篇42-43篇呢, 他这样求告神, 神并没有求告,
sometimes you know that's God's will.
但他仍然有这个盼望,
sometimes you know that's God's will.
所以有的时候你是知道神的,
but God did not answer. You keep praying.
神没有答应你,
you keep praying.
继续祷告,
you keep praying.
继续祷告,
not one time, two times.
不是一次,
100 times.
一百次,
200 times.
两百次,
never give up.
永不放弃,
so the unanswered made you strong.
没有被回应的祷告,
give you hope.
让你更加的坚强, 给你盼望,
and you still know this is God's will, because the more you pray, the stronger the desire. It means that's God's will. Because Holy Spirit works in you.
因为你的心意越来越强的话，你知道就是圣灵在你里面。
God wants you to keep on praying.
神要你继续祷告。
42, 43, 42, he did not mention God answered his prayer.
神答应了他的祷告。
But he did talk to himself in the struggle. They say, put your hope in God, put your hope in God, put your hope in God.
自己说，你要仰望神，要仰望神。
I still yet to praise him. I will praise him, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting to praise him.
赞美他，但是我现在就是要仍然在等候神。
And his face will shine on me. His face will shine on me. He says, shine on me.
他的光要照光照的照在我的脸上。
So he has hope.
所以他有这个。
His persist.
他仍然坚持。
It's like Jesus.
就像耶稣。
Taught us in the Luke chapter 18.
在路加福音十八章里面。
About the widow.
说关于一个寡妇。
And unjust judge.
有一个不义的官。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说,
keep on praying, never give up.
继续祷告, 永不停止。
Always pray.
一直祷告。
Never give up.
永不放弃。
Sometimes God unanswered prayer means you must continue.
所以有的时候没有被神答应的祷告,
continue.
要你持续继续。
And continue.
继续。
100, 200, 300, even 1,000 times.
就是一百次两百次三百次
Because you know that's God's will.
因为神知道
The stronger you pray If not God's will the more you pray The less the desire But if that's God's will The more you pray The more the desire Because Holy Spirit will confirm This is God's will George Miller he prayed for five people To convert to Christ
所以乔治米勒他曾经为五个人祷告让他信主
Three of them, the first one after 10 years, the person came to Christ.
十年之后 after 10
years. Another person after 17 years, he came to Christ.
17年后来也信主。
The other two after he died still not come to Christ.
另外两个人呢，在他死了之后仍然还没有信主。
One after 10 years he died, and he became a Christian.
他们才信主。
Another one,
另外
never become a Christian.
一直都没有信主。
But does that mean we don't pray? Well, we keep on praying for our parents, for our people.
我们仍然为我们的
because that's God's will.
为我们的家人祷告。
As a result of keep praying, you are close to God, and also you have hope. God's face will shine on you every time.
就是你更加的靠近神。
Because when you pray, you connect to God.
而且神的脸光照在你的
You will be close to God, rejoicing God.
更加靠近神，你会在神里面有喜乐。
So the purpose of prayer is to know God.
祷告的目的呢，是让你能够明白神的心。
Draw near to God.
更加的亲近神。
To feel His power.
这个感受到他的能力。
Because you close to life, close the fountain of life, you the fountain is spill on you.
靠近这个生命的这个泉源里面，那个生命的泉源是。涌流在你里面。
So, there's a deeper meaning of unanswered prayer.
更深远的意义在这个没有被。
Even you keep on unanswering, you know that's a God's will. As a result,
你知道神的这个旨意有这样一个。
You develop hope.
你却有了一个盼望。
Until the day you die, you still have hope.
直到你死去的那一天，你仍然知道有。
And the Bible said Abraham against all hope, he still believed.
就是对不起。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Yeah, against all hope, he still believed God. He waited 25 years for Isaac to be born.
等着这个以撒出
生。So he is qualified against all hope. In hope, he believed.
他甚至是在没有盼望的时候，他仍然相信。
原冇指望，因信仍有指望。
对他仍然，他看起来是没有指望的时候，但他因着信心仍然有这个。
So we have to still on hope. Sometimes we have to.
所以我们有的时候必须得要是这样。
So in Paul's case, God knows that's not God's will. God is shaping him. He stopped only three times. Sometimes our prayer, you don't have to keep on praying.
有的时候祷告的时候, 你不需要继续再为这个祷告,
because the Bible clearly they tell you this is not God's will.
已经很清楚地告诉你, 这不是他的心意。
Another time the Bible tells you God's will, you keep on praying.
另外一个地方呢, 神会让你说, 你,
always pray, never give up.
是神的心意, 需要继续为这个祷告。
And in David's case, even more,
甚至更多,
David's been in the
大卫呢,
running away from Saul for 10 years.
他在逃亡的这个路上, 因为扫不了,
every day he prayed God,
整整有十年, 他在每一天都在祷告神,
save me,
他说神啊救我,
deliver me,
拯救我,
but God never did that.
但神却没有,
so he waited. As a result of that, he wrote the Psalm 63.
这个是他写的诗篇,
63篇, as a result, he calls to God.
结果是他更加的靠近神,
it's like a stream in the desert.
就像这个旷野中的这个江河一样,
he is in paradise, even he is in desert.
他在, 虽然就在这个旷野里面, 但他像在这个,
the climax is 63, Psalm 63. That is the best psalm.
诗篇63篇, 这是最,
the most important psalm.
诗篇,
and David, after God's heart, why? Because he did not ask for anything.
大卫他求问神是为什么?
As a result, unanswered prayer, every day he is close to God.
他每次祷告,他都更加的靠近神。
He says, your love is better than life. Your love is better than life.
你的爱比慈爱比生命更好。
I'm totally satisfied.
他说我完全满足。
My soul clings to you.
我的生命,
your right hand sustains me.
依靠你, 你的右手扶持我。
Important thing, I rejoice in the Lord.
最重要的是我在主里面,
so as a result of 10 years and that's right, he rejoiced God only. He who has God has everything.
十年在旷野里面, 他有了神, 就有了一切。
He has God.
他有了神,
he does not need any more thing.
他不需要别的了,
at the beginning, he want this, and he want this, but at the end,
要那个,
what he praying for, he don't need. He need only God.
他的祷告的结果就是他有了神。
That's the climax.
所以这是最大的这高潮。
So,
所以,
God shaped you.
神塑造你。
God wants you to continue to pray.
神要你继续祷告。
But at the end, God wants you only.
最后神要你。
Because he who has God has everything.
因为有了神的就有了一切。
If you ask for one thing, only one thing. If you have God, you have everything.
你有了神,
David become asking for nothing.
所以大卫却变成了他什么都没有求了。
As a matter of fact, he asking for everything.
但事实上他却求了一切。
God give him everything.
求到了一切, 神给了他一切。
God deliver him.
神拯救了他。
That's why he is the most important verse in the Bible after God's heart.
他是圣经里面提到说唯一一个, 合神心意的人。
And obey God with all his heart because he know God.
照着神的心意, 因为他,
it's the potter, we are the clay.
因为神是我们的,
we know nothing.
陶匠, 我们是泥土, 我们什么都不知道,
you just follow him.
我们就跟从他,
you just follow his will.
你就跟从他的心意,
everything
一切,
will be good.
都会是美好的。
So,
所以,
from David, we learn something.
大卫,
so the first place, the blessing of prayer is that God shaped you to be close to him, to shape your character,
塑造你的品格,
and also to shape you to have hope and faith continue,
让你有这个信心, 有盼望, 能够继续,
to keep on continue to do the right thing.
继续走在做这个正确的事情。
Finally,
最后呢,
the blessing of unanswered prayer is that the, no matter how you try to understand, how we try to understand,
这个最大的祝福呢, 就是说,
is that the, we don't understand.
就是你想要明白这个,
because unanswered prayer sometimes is a mystery. You don't know why now.
因为有的时候祷告就是个奥秘, 你这个时候你不知道,
until in heaven we know.
只有到了天上的时候, 你才能够明白。
In Isaiah chapter 55,
以赛亚书 53, 章里面
55,
后五十五章里面
God says my way is higher than your way,
我的道路高过你的道路。
My thought is higher than your thought,
我的意念高过你的意念。
As far as a heaven from earth,
就像天怎样高过地。
My way is different from yours,
我的道路也高过你，这样高过你的道路。
So we must humble before God like a child,
在神面前谦卑像小孩一样。
We don't want to be beginner or child,
我们不想要就是像小孩那样。
But we must convince of the fact that you cannot be anything else but a child and beginner.
但是 sorry Duncan,
we don't want to be a beginner or child,
一个初级的像小孩一样，这种初级的。
But we must convince of the fact,
但我们必须要知道这个事实。
We cannot be anything else,
我们不可能有能够成为其他的什么样子。
But a beginner and a child,
只能够是像小孩一样，在这个初级的。
Don't be proud, don't think you know this, you know this, tomorrow I want to do this and do this.
不是说我知道这个，我知道那个，明天这个，后天那个，我要。
In the Bible, James said, when tomorrow you don't even know, if you say this, you are sinful.
说你并不知道明天会是怎么样。如果你觉得你什么都不知道，其实你是充满。
It's a mystery. Sometimes we don't understand why.
其实是有很多的奥秘在里面，我们并不知道为什么。
That's why he is God. We are not.
为什么
？God has a deeper purpose. Sometimes cannot tell us.
深远的目的，但他不会告诉我们。
But the Bible says, Corinthians chapter 13.
圣经说
，When we see God, He will tell you everything.
十三章里面，他说。在你见到神的时候，他会。
Now we are child, we think like a child, we reason like a child.
我们现在像小孩，其实有点像小孩一样。哥林多前书十三章里面讲。
But,
但
when we see God,
当我们见到神的时候
，we knows everything.
我们就都明白。
As Jesus know us now,
就像耶稣知道我们一样，现在。
So we must be humble.
所以我们要谦卑。
We don't see. We are not sure, but that's okay. You are human.
不太确定，这没关系。我们
Why you have to know this and that? You know, you don't need to know. You just surrender to God.
我们没必要完全都知道。我们
How do you know you surrendering?
我们怎么知道我们顺服神呢？降服于神。
You don't. When you are surrendering, we rely on God.
降服于神的时候呢，你就是会依靠神。
God is sovereign over your prayer.
神掌管你的祷告。
You don't need to understand.
你不需要明白。
Because love and peace is more than understanding.
因为爱和和平呢是更多是。
You know you're surrendering. You know you're surrendering because you don't manipulate people.
你要知道你愿意顺你，你能够降服于神呢，有个指标就是你不会去操纵别人。
You don't force the agenda.
你不会是。强迫你的计划。
You don't try to control everything.
你不会努力想要控制一切。
You let God control.
你会让神来控制。
God is sovereign over your prayer.
神他是超越你的祷告的。
You don't need to understand all.
掌管你的所有的祷告，你不需要明白一切。
Sometimes you know God's will. Sometimes you know keep on praying. Sometimes you know God shape you. But sometimes you don't know.
有的时候你知道神的心，有的时候你知道神在塑造你，但有的时候你并不知道。
It's a blessing too.
这是个祝福。
Because you don't need to worry.
因为你不需要担忧。
God's way is higher.
因为神他的道路是。
You just cast your burden to Him.
你只要把你的忧虑卸给他。
You don't need to figure out.
你不需要去搞清楚。
Because answered prayer is for this earth, but unanswered prayer is for heaven.
但是，你觉得说这个祷告他要那个要答应你在这个地上这个祷告，其实神答应我们的这个祷告呢，是在永恒里面的这个祷告。
All answer prayer actually is not really a blessing because it's on earth only.
其实我们在地上这个祷告的东西，就算被已经神已经答应了
，God
也没有什么很大作用。
An answer prayer is the real thing because that belongs to heaven.
但是神他真正要答应我们的祷告的，那是永恒的。
Because God is doing it for your eternal benefit.
神要让你得着的是永恒的这个祝福。
So store up treasure in heaven.
所以要积攒财宝在天上。
Focus on the blessing of unanswered prayer, you know God has an eternal plan for you.
知道这个神，他虽然没有答应你的祷告，但是你知道你有永恒的祝福。
Which is good.
这是好的。
His way is higher.
他的道路比我们要高。
We accept the mystery.
我们接受这个奥秘。
We don't have control.
我们没法控制一切。
So we surrender to the unanswered prayer to God. Say, God.
这样一个祷告说神啊。
You are here. You know everything.
你在这里，你知道一切。
You love me.
你爱我。
Your immense love for me,
你这超越一切的爱
is sufficient for me.
是
That's all I need.
是够我们用的。
The love is more than the answer. Because God loves you, you don't need the answer.
因为爱比这个答应我们的祷告还更重要。
The best child is the one who say, Daddy knows everything. I don't need to know. I rely on Daddy.
最好的孩子就是说爸，我不需要知道这些，因为我完全相信。
Because he's free.
因为他是
he have no worry.
自由的，他没有任何担忧。
And he enjoy.
他充满喜乐。
The father.
他很喜悦他的神，他的父亲。
So look at.
所以
the unanswered prayer as a blessing.
我们看，我们要把这个没有被神答应的祷告当作是神的祝福。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。